piece called Summer Solstice. Farm boys tramp home, aching from the fields. They know where they're going, though don't, as they plod past the decaying mansion, overhung with dark trees and surrounded by damp undergrowth. Two more miles to go, and then the familiar lit rooms, the drawers of known possessions, the familiar smells. They will wash, eat, and go about their evening business. It is all far from being that simple and innocent. Small heaps of possessions litter the landscape. Funerals are strategically placed throughout the years. Even rushes of vague but powerful emotions, dumb love and feelings that cut mazes in the heart. They pass the darkening hedges and copses, too tired from their labours to care or notice whatever. Though the next morning it could be changed, possibly. In the spacious rooms of the mansion, the wind sighs under the doors along the staircases from the stone-flagged kitchen to the cramped attics. Long ago and far away, a story could begin, but leaves the listeners somehow dissatisfied, nervous on the edge of their chairs, leaning forward in contorted positions. Waking up one day, they could set off in another direction, fresh and foreign. They could, but seldom do. So cluttered are they, and rightly distrustful of such snap solutions. The farm boys proceed to the fields again, or turn to the factory towns. There are glimpses caught in the dusky woods, or on a fresh summer dawn of unknown skies, unforgettable and dazzling in their beauty. But then, the long day stretches ahead. The stirred dreams settle down with the dust, beyond grasp or understanding. The unseen nightbirds calling, calling.